radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A One-Stop Truck Repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The Harriet 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast has transitioned right back into that normal summertime pattern with scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around. They'll fade out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature in the muggy mid-70s. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day with a high temperature in the middle 90s. In fact, we'll do the same thing on Wednesday and Thursday. Triple-digit heat indices each day. And better than normal rain chances continue. Showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. They'll be random and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
A likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump. At at least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38 in a four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the CNN projects. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes.
In
South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting, complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Now, haven't you heard? There's a recession coming. Everybody, clam up, hide your money. Bad times are ahead. That's what they're selling. It's a bunch of crap, Joey.
Yeah! And here they are.
Jumbo,
please clap.
From crap to clap. How is young Joey this afternoon?
I'm doing all right.
That's kind of vague. How about some details?
Would you like to know what I did this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, so I woke up Saturday morning.
Probably a lot of things that would take me longer to do.
No, I didn't have any of that this weekend, unfortunately. I guess it's a passionate celibacy.
Well, weekend without that is a weekend without that.
Well, I did a little bit of yoga Saturday morning. Then I went and did some yard work for my grandfather. Went and had lunch.
This is a good boy here, friends.
Ate a hamburger. I ate a hamburger with him, and I came back, and I got an audiobook. I got volume 3 of Deirdre McCloskey's study in history into why we got so rich since the year 1800.
I've been meaning to read that.
No, this volume 3 is, Audible says it'll take 29 hours to listen to it. It's long, but it's very good. It helps explain why we got so rich, and I listened to economist named George Gilder, and then another guy, an economist, journalist named Matt Ridley. He's in part of the House of Lords. He's a Brexiteer over there in Britain. So I was watching a lot of economic history speeches this weekend. Then I watched some wrestling, brother.
You are a walking, talking contradiction, in a way.
I'm at war with myself often, so yeah. I'll accept that.
War.
Oh, you want?
I miss the old war.
Oh, look at you! How are you doing? Did you read any more of that book?
In fact, I would like to know if some of our listeners would like another paragraph or two from FDR's funeral train. But I need some encouragement.
Of course, you do.
I'm not. I have no confidence. So, but it's right here.
Was one of the dwarves in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves named what? Bashful.
Bashful was one.
You look like him right now.
I thought I looked more like Dopey.
Well, some days, not today. You're more bashful.
What is the temperature? Where's my phone? Rich Thomas weather app time.
Oh, the temperature outside.
Yeah. The rain hasn't really popped up yet. It may yet, but as of now, it's not. So we tap Rich's face. And let's see what the... All right, heat index 102 to 106, actual temperature 97. Let's take a quick look at the radar. See if there's anything happening out there. Well, there is. To the northwest. I was up at Brian Drury in Prattville this afternoon.
Yeah.
That's such. I love them up there. Actually, quite a bit of thunderstorm activity to the south. I'm trying to get a read on whether it's moving anywhere. It doesn't seem to be. Mostly just stuff that builds up and rains out. Yeah, everything is kind of, if it's moving at all, it's moving away from the city. The Montgomery bubble is up. We may not get any today. Or any rain either. Now, this is what I was referring to earlier.
Nice. I mean, I've lately felt like you haven't been at war with women.
Yeah,
you've been very respectful. I've changed.
I declared the big peace.
Yeah.
So
how'd you bury the hatchet?
Yep. Nothing brings an end to war like burying the hatchet, the old hatchet.
Yeah.
Well, since the phones haven't exactly lit up with people who want to hear more of this book, I'm just going to read a paragraph.
I thought the rule was I have to call and encourage you.
That's kind of for the
bashful,
magazine.
And
it may be too hot.
Because I'm going to turn into a sleepy dwarf here.
What, with the reading?
Yeah, probably. Hell, what am I saying? I listened to 14 hours of dense history book this weekend. I can take you reading more about FDR.
Well, you know, the book is called FDR's Funeral Train. And when we last left off on Friday, the residents of Warm Springs were shocked.
I'm shocked,
said the residents of Warm Springs when they saw how pale and gaunt FDR was when he arrived on March 30th, 1945. Mm-hmm. So they watch him. He drove off in his car, specially equipped car. But he looked frail. But he was the same road demon he'd always been. That's where we stopped. Quote, when I'm worn out, Roosevelt had told his doctors in 1928, I'll come back to Warm Springs. In a few days, I'll be like new again. FDR had uttered those words when his bid for the New York governor's mansion signaled the start of his political career and the end of his efforts to rehabilitate his legs. Yet Roosevelt had called it right. Warm Springs, a gone-to-seed Victorian resort, he discovered in 1924 and purchased outright 2 years later, did somehow always make him new again. And I'll put the bookmark in there.
Well, that's fascinating.
You said
fascinating.
Yes.
I did intend to, like, just get out in the sun and read this.
Mm-hmm.
But I just never got around to it because I kept getting distracted by other stuff.
Do you really need sun?
No.
No, I'm saying that's kind of an advantage. You're tan. You're around.
Are we having a mayoral election here next week?
August the 27th.
That's the rumor. That's a week from tomorrow.
Mm.
Who do we vote for?
Anybody you like.
I've had a couple of people indicate they want to come on the show.
Yeah.
I'd kind of rather wait until we thin the herd.
Well, because there'll definitely be a runoff, yeah.
I think, is that the way to go?
I think it is, because there's so many candidates that you don't want anybody to feel left out if we don't have enough time within a week.
I've been here a while. I've been here 14 years.
Yeah.
This is not like when I first got here and Don Markwell had to tell me who was who, and he would test me.
So do you want me to test you?
No.
No.
I don't think I'll do any better with you than I did with him.
Who's the current mayor of Montgomery?
Mr. Todd Strange.
Well done.
And I think we're at a tipping point here.
A tipping point, okay.
We've seen a lot of progress and development and things, but I think we have a long way to go. And I just hope the mayor we pick is the person who has the best plan for everybody in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly don't know who that might be. I personally, like David Woods, I really have never discussed politics with him, so I can't speak to that.
I like the little bit I've seen, yeah.
I have met Archer Davis. I like him.
Same with you, yeah.
And I don't think I would have a problem with him as our mayor.
No, I wouldn't either.
Beyond that, I don't know.
I've been surprised because I'm just getting to know him indirectly. I'd like J.C. Love. He's running. I don't know a lot about him, but he's impressed me thus far.
See, when this show started, and by the way, our 14-year anniversary party is a week from Wednesday at Baumhauer's. And boy, are we going to have some special stuff. As soon as I find out what it is, I'll tell you.
Well, I can't wait.
It's a week from Wednesday. We'll be there this Wednesday, but a week from Wednesday, the Wednesday before Labor Day weekend. By the way, I will be out the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday after Labor Day. I was just ordered to take a break.
So you'll be here for Tuesday?
Yeah.
But you won't be here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of the Labor Day after Labor Day?
No.
Okay.
I have to go then because we go into the, you know, right period then. Mm-hmm. Don't want to mess that up. Although I don't know that it would make a difference one way or the other.
Who knows?
God. So it's August 19th, the month. I'll tell you, this month, I don't know how it is. Like, the days are definitely shorter. In June, when I pull up here in the morning before 5 o'clock, the sun is already coming up over the horizon. You can already read by the daylight. Now, it doesn't come up till after 6. So the days are shorter, but somehow the heat and humidity are worse. I don't know if I understand the nature behind that. Not much happening. You know what I did spend a lot of time studying this week was Hurricane Camille. Because we had the anniversary of that storm last week.
Hmm.
So I watched a really, oh God, it was so weird. It was a made-for-TV movie in the early 70s called Hurricane. And it starred Larry Hagman, who had a boat with, who was on that boat with him? Jessica Walter, who played the creepy slasher in the Clint Eastwood movie Play Misty For Me. So that was like right in her prime wheelhouse years. And then some curmudgeonly old guy. It wasn't Wilford Brimley, but it was his predecessor. Aging, gray hair, mustache, beard, kind of his own guy sort of
thing.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, after diabetes.
Diabetes.
He played the guy at the Hurricane Center who was trying to figure out where the storm was going to go. And then Martin Milner from Adam 12 was flying the Hurricane Hunter plane that sadly got lost, started losing and crashed in the storm. Hmm. But not until they had found Larry Hagman's boat and safely guided a submarine to pick them up in the eye of the storm.
So they saved the boat but lost the plane?
Yeah.
Man, that is tragic.
The a submarine pops up next to Larry Hagman's boat, takes them out of harm's way. Isn't that...
That's crazy.
I never heard of that before. I didn't even know if that's possible. If a submarine can go underwater, come up next to a boat that's stuck in the eye of a storm, and rescue somebody. Pretty interesting concept. So that got me into some... I found some documentaries on Amazon Prime and watched that. Watched a lot of... I'm binging on The Office again.
It's good stuff.
Very funny. Very funny. And I made keto soup.
Hmm.
Last night, ground beef, cream cheese, rotel.
Hmm.
A little seasoning here and there was good.
Does sound good.
And I have no idea how much I got to get back to.
Sounds like cheese and beef, essentially. Cheese and beef soup.
Soup. No soup for you. It's gone.
Okay.
But, you know, for doing... That's what I love about keto. You can eat some really good, tasty stuff.
I have a good plan for tonight.
Hmm.
I'm going to need a whole meatloaf.
I have one at my house.
Yeah, I've got one in the fridge.
I made one of those yesterday.
I'm going to bake that bad boy tonight and eat it.
Meatloaf. You know what I like on meatloaf? A slice of melted cheddar, which is keto.
Ooh.
And one fried egg over easy.
Ooh.
Draped over the slice.
Well, I don't know if I have the cheese or I'd do that myself.
That's some good stuff. So that's dinner tonight. And then I'll come back and do the show tomorrow morning again with Rich and Jay and Emily. Not necessarily in that order.
So what do you think of the press conference going on right now?
Oh, there's our favorite domestic terrorist, Ilhan Omar. Mm-hmm. We wanted to see what was happening in the West Bank. Right. Why are we paying attention to these anti-Semitic women? As the headline said, I think it said it on Friday, Rashid Tlaib obviously hates Jews more than she loves her own grandmother. What a bunch of crap. Go Palestine, right? This is unbelievable. We're seeing the roots, what's going on in Portland, where they have to hammer you in the head to get you to agree with them. That's how popular their opinions are. While the mayor sits around and goes, beep, 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 you know, it's yeah. sick. It's sick. Attack, you know, this is the climate they're trying to paint all of us as white supremacists, so that when they come after us physically, they can justify it. Have you ever seen anything like this? But the thing that really gets me today is this effort, and I'm hearing others talk about it. I think I was the first. They are trying to talk this country into believing we're in a recession or going into one. Because they can't attack Trump on the economy, and they certainly don't have a plan to make it better. So they got to say recession. That's a word with negative connotations. So they're going to talk people into believing there's a major recession coming. How'd the Dow do today during this terrible
pretty
recession?
Pretty well. Up 200 something.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's almost regained the losses. Yes. And that one day, that one day loss was over a phony thing called the inverted yield
curve. Well, and even if you look at where the inverted yield curve called a recession, it was several, like a year or two out before that recession hit. It'd be one thing if the media was having like a dispassionate conversation on what's the worst case scenario, what's the best case scenario, what are the negative interest rates impacts, you know, stuff actually that like Brent McDonald and his team are doing. They're trying to get their heads around every aspect of where the market's moving here at home and globally. But that's not what the media is doing. They're just going, recession! Orange man! This led us to a recession!
That's what they're doing.
Recession, Greg! Recession! Hide your money under your mattress.
I think we may have had a song going back to those wonderful halcyon days when Obama was president and nobody cared. Whatever he did was fine because he was special. A song called Recession. Let me see if I can find it. God, we had a lot of stuff.
You're not scared enough, Greg.
I'm not scared enough?
There's a recession coming.
I'll get back to you on that in a minute. I'm looking for that. We had recession. It was like based on an oldie.
You can try to ignore the truth staring you in the face. It'll come.
Let me play this while I'm looking for it.
If we turn against each other, like based on divisions of race.
Yeah, here we go.
Or religion.
The great healer, Obama.
Come on, try getting it out.
That's all, folks.
God, that was funny. I forgot how great that was. Nah, I think we recorded over it. A lot of the stuff that we used during his presidency is follow up because nobody cares. Although he is out there sending messages to guys like old Uncle Joe, Sleepy Joe, saying you really don't have to do this, which is Obama's way of saying don't run because you don't have the energy. You are a gaffe machine. Every time you open your mouth, you say something stupid. So let's clear the way for Big Chief Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, or Kamala Harris. Miss Goalpost, 2019, or the old commie Bernie.
Ugh.
Bernie made a speech that should send chills down your back. We're going to get rid of hate.
Well, we are going to get rid of hate in this country, Greg.
Well, I hate
Greg,
him.
Greg, is that your name?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Why do you hate me?
Because you represent communism. We fought wars to rid countries, other countries, of people like you, and now you're here.
The domino theory, I know, Greg. Greg, I actually have visited Moscow. I went there after my honeymoon. I mean, and you have not lived, unless you've done a sunrise. I heard you talking about the days getting shorter, longer. You have not lived unless you've done a sunrise jog through Red Square. Incredible. The educational programs are wonderful. And we have to get rid of this hate. You need to be re-educated.
Yeah. I heard you're going to have big schools set up in the middle of nowhere for these.
Well, amazing schools. Yeah. Like the education systems I saw back on my honeymoon.
Where was your honeymoon again?
Moscow.
Moscow. Oh, yeah, that's
it was
right,
a great place. I was just telling you. Are you not paying attention?
I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
Morning jog, Red Square, sunrise.
Yeah, beautiful. Love it. This time of year, it's heaven. The time is 3:27. We're going to take our first look at the roads here shortly.
You know, if you let your mustache grow a little more, you could be just like Uncle Joe. It's a good look. It's powerful.
Yes, but do I look like I murdered 20 million people?
No, I'm just saying you can inspire more confidence with a bushy mustache.
I think that means fear. We'll see. Wow, 3:27, it's another red letter day here at the Bailey Building and Loan. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law, they specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. Sometimes you can be preemptive. If you think your marriage is headed in that direction, you're not bailing if you call them for a consultation and discuss, have a plan in place. Because if you do get served, you're going to want to, you know, you're going to want to have something in place so that you're not ping-ponging off the walls trying to figure out what to do. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson like to reward people who listen to the show by offering a generous discount on that consultation fee. Get ahead of the train coming down the tracks before it hits you in the keister. And of course, they'll represent anybody who wants great advocates in a matter of divorce. And you want to exit with your dignity and an agreement you can live with so you can move on with your life. Because even under the best circumstances, there's a lot of change. Read the testimonials at their website, divorceformenalabama.com, or reach out directly at 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
3:29.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look around the river region. Your traffic is pretty busy this afternoon. The boulevard is packed. Be careful around the intersections. If you are on I-65 or on I-85, everybody looks like they're up at a speed limit ride. We see a large crowd on Highway 231 headed towards Wetumpka, so be careful there. There is an accident in the Millbrook area right around Highway 14 and 143, so be careful there. We also have a report of an accident on the Southern Boulevard right at I-85. Let's be careful. Your school zones are in effect for a few more minutes. Watch your speed. Many Term B classes at Trentham State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trentham State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth is expressing opposition to a proposed toll bridge in South Alabama. The Republican Lieutenant Governor posted a video Monday saying he is firmly against the project. Ainsworth is one of nine members on the Toll Road Bridge and Tunnel Authority. He said the toll proposal will harm working families and violates, quote, every conservative belief and principle that I hold. Montgomery's first charter school opened its doors today. Lead Academy is open to grades K through 5. 360 students are currently enrolled. School leaders say their goal is to have class sizes around 24 students. And a deadline is passed for the Alabama Democratic Party to elect new leaders. National party officials gave the state until August 17th to hold new elections for chairman and vice chairman and to adopt new bylaws and encourage participation by more minorities. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Thank you, Daryl. It is 3:31 coming up. I don't know why we care. Why do we care what the New York Times says? Really? Should I even bring this up?
I ranted if you're talking about the 1619 project.
No. Tell me about that, and I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Want to do that?
Yeah. The 1619 project in particular, it's a new big thing in New York Times Magazine.
to redo the history of how slavery influenced the nation, going back to 1619. Fine, if it was actually factually accurate.
Right.
But one of the things they put out recently, all these people I follow as friends, historians, economists, people well-regarded in academia, said, they're claiming that slavery accounted for 50% of the U.S. GDP.
That's BS.
In 1836.
That's BS.
The actual numbers, those numbers have been disproven time and time again. The actual number is 5% of GDP.
Yeah, right.
So, essentially, in order to defame capitalism, and capitalism bad, free markets bad, it hurts poor people, they're trying to tie capitalism and slavery together. And to do that, they now have to make the economic propaganda arguments of the slavers at the time. It's just asinine thinking.
But we're the divisive ones. He's the divisive one, but they're coming up with this garbage. Was the Times around during the Civil War? Did they hear about that?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Just worth asking, since they seem confused on the issue of freedom.
And I'm all for looking into our history, but get it right. Not just to point to your propaganda.
Actually, the history that worries me the most is what I watched over the weekend. Apocalypse always cheers you up on a Sunday afternoon. And what we saw in the 30s. The parallels are a little bit scary. Otherwise, I'm going to read that book. And I'm going to keep reading it until somebody says stop.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. One of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast has transitioned right back into that normal summertime pattern with scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around. They'll fade out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature in the muggy mid-70s. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day with a high temperature in the middle 90s. In fact, we'll do the same thing on Wednesday and Thursday. Triple-digit heat indices each day. And better than normal rain chances continue. Showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. They'll be random and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
Do you want the job done? Or the job done right? If you're hiring for your business, you want it done right. You want Glassdoor. Simply post your job on Glassdoor and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. Glassdoor only matches you with the best applicants, so you can find the right fit faster in half the resumes. Plus, they're 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
Tuesdays are the worst. They're all that stands between you and the downhill part of the week. But now they're a lot less worse, because Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are buy one, get one free traditional wings. So Monday, you may kick off the week. Wednesday, you may have a cool nickname. Thursday, you might be the almost weekend. But watch your back, because Tuesdays just officially became Wing Tuesdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one traditional wings order and get one of equal value free. Participation and promotional details vary by location. Check in with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings to learn more about this offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On a hot day in summer, I saw on QVC fake bread poinsettias, tacky holiday sweaters, Christmas ornaments, mistletoe garland, hot dog with maker, inflatable snowman, angel tree toppers. It's 90 freaking degrees. Plastic Santa Claus, holly wreaths, elves on a shelf. It is summer on QVC. It is summer on QVC.
Didn't that remake of a Christmas classic make you feel just a little bit cooler?
No.
Okay. Thought I'd try it. When we talked to Brant this afternoon, and it was a good day in the markets, this morning, during the 8 o'clock Fox News, I got really pissed. We're sitting here having our usual happy morning show. I'm with three people I really love. And Fox is telling me about a poll of business. Yes, we expect a recession. Why? This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to convince you there's a monster under your bed when there isn't. It's unreal. There is no precedent for this in America. Now, Joey and I are having a he's having an intellectual discussion. I'm in the remedial intellectual group. I'm trying to keep up. You were talking about the 1619 thing?
Yeah.
That's not the year.
Well, it's citing the year. It's a 1619 project.
Like I said, it's about the 1619 project is named after the year.
Yeah, and it's essentially the idea of how slavery shaped the nation.
If you watch Gone with the Wind, which I realize is a movie based on a fictitious work by Margaret Mitchell, but who really knew the South, what was Rhett Butler's warning to the cocky Southerners in that film? Said the North has industries and cannon factories and ammunition creators, and the South has cotton and arrogance. And he was right. The industries that were driving, that were helping the North stay fortified were slavery and businesses.
Do you know the name Adam Smith?
He was in my fourth grade class.
The Wealth of Nations. He's a famous economist. Talked to me.
Oh, that Adam Smith. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Another guy's name.
Now I know who you're talking about.
David Ricardo is another economist from the Scottish Enlightenment. All these free market economists, classical liberals, were abolitionists. All these people advocating for markets and capitalism were against slavery.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the founders were. They realized the predicament they were in. It should make common sense. Not only can we say that slavery was obviously morally wrong, sitting here in 2019, it's a good thing to say, sure. But it was also economically inefficient. In this sense, it made a few people who owned all the land and who controlled the government wealthy. Made the rest of the population not so wealthy or productive, right to your point about Rhett Butler's warning. The North was economically could kick the South's ass. Excuse me, pardon me.
No, and in a munitions way, too. The things that you fight wars with, the North was in far greater
It's just so... The rush to demonize anything on the right is ridiculous.
Our buddy David Blackman, who we will speak with tomorrow, can we confirm that today?
Yeah.
His column today says, you get a recession, you get a recession. Everyone, it's a picture of Oprah handing out recessions on her TV show. As you watch the Democrats and their fake news media toadies attempt to convince Americans we're in a recession when the economy is in fact booming, remember they've done this all before. This is just page 284 or something from the Democrat media playbook. And as George H.W. Bush found out the hard way in 91-92, the effort has succeeded before. Let's grab this call from East real quick. Somebody wants to talk to us. That's always nice.
Hey.
Yes? I turned it back on. I turned it on and off.
Can you hear me?
We can now.
Okay, great. Greg, I was thinking about you this morning when I heard that report and could just see you seething at the board.
I threw my water bottle against the wall.
Yeah. Well, we had discussed this before, and remind me or correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't there about a third of any group of people that are just against conservatism, against the president at any given time?
Can I tell you about Mary Ellen Carney? East.
I don't know about that person, man. I'm an old guy.
I should probably create a book of Greg's four exes or something, huh? So when I bring up a name, you guys can look it up at home.
Yeah,
and at least get a quick history. She lived in my neighborhood when I was growing up in Chicago. Her mother wrote the gossip column for the Southwest News Herald, which I eventually inherited as a teenager. I was a paid published columnist when I was 16 years old. It was a lot of crap. You know, it was like Mayberry's. What is it about me today?
No, you smell fine. You look good.
Like, can you tell I'm losing weight?
Yes, I can.
I am.
I'm being serious here. Okay, go ahead.
No, Mary Ellen Carney.
Yeah.
I did a double take when I saw a Facebook message from her asking how to contact my sister because they were buddies. They were the same age. So I sent her Jody's email address. Then I went to look at Mary Ellen Carney's page. The first thing that appeared was a meme, Trump speaking to audience. It was an orange Crayola standing in front of 100 white Crayolas. Isn't that clever?
Oh, yeah.
An orange Crayola standing in front of a lot of white Crayolas, so I immediately knew that maybe sweet little Mary Ellen Carney was full of and I almost felt like saying, you know, if your mother saw that, she'd be spitting in her grave. That you turned out this way, that you're at this age, you don't know any better than that. Though Roosevelt's first dip in the property's thermal waters had imbued only a fleeting sense of buoyancy to his shrunken legs, something about the place with its pine-scented air possessed the power. Hold it. Possessed the power to restore the rest of him. His Wall Street friends scoffed when Roosevelt parted with two-thirds of his personal fortune to incorporate Warm Springs as a foundation.
You put on some extra bacon, I see.
And open as a treatment.
Did it again.
Treatment center for polio victims. This is terrible that we're chuckling through this great deed. They didn't understand that the dividends FDR had in mind would not be paid in cash. Timed that out good, didn't I? 3:45. Have we accomplished one frickin' thing?
No.
Do you think we will?
No.
Do you really care?
No.
Good. Because that's kind of where I'm at. 3:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm going to send this Blackman article to Mr. Brant McDonald. I'd like his opinion on it. In the meantime, a word for one of our great and fine sponsors, wonderful business just north of Atlanta Highway and Coliseum Boulevard called John Lee Paints. It's been there for 3.5 decades. We have been customers going back about 7 years. Whenever we need paint for anything, we go there. not just because they support the show, but they sell great products for interior Richards Paint. Those of you who may have seen the photos that Eddie Bader collected when our house was on the market, you saw the interior. That was that neutral color that we bought there. It's Richards Paint, and it's been like 6-7 years, and it still looks incredible. For exterior, John Lee Solar Proof, their own brand that has such a light viscosity that it can't let moisture in, therefore creating mildew and the stuff that can grow on paint that's either outside or exposed to the sun. It resists all of it and holds its brilliance beautifully. We'll be sharing pictures of that soon. So when you need paint or painting supplies, visit them. The crew there can answer any questions you have about what roller or brush to use, run down a checklist of things you might need during the course of your painting project, so you have a good outcome. Just like the pros. But of course, the pros go there because when they quote a price on a job, they know they're going to finish it in the amount of time allotted. And the way they guarantee that is using a paint that's going to accomplish that for them. Richards for your interior, John Lee Solar Proof for your exterior, and everything else in between. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded LEAD Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On August 19, 1946, the world welcomed little baby Bill Clinton.
Congratulations, Mom and Dad.
I'm so proud. Cigars for everyone. Even you, Mom.
Yeah. Can you just hand that cigar to me?
Oh, sorry.
Like father, like son.
Bill Clinton, a star is born.
Wonder how Bill is celebrating his birthday today. Anybody want to take a guess?
Yes!
Call us at 272-9228. I was just browsing through some emails, and I'm going to do this.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Joey, it's got nothing to do with any of the baseball games on tap today or the NFL exhibition games that are happening now. But regionally syndicated Kentucky sports radio host Matt Jones, who was previously pulled from his TV show on NBC affiliate WLEX in Lexington. While he considered running for the Democrat nomination to challenge Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
has now been permanently removed from his TV show after announcing a book criticizing McConnell. I'm telling you, the left has infiltrated the world of sports pretty much completely, except for Curt Schilling. And you notice he's not working much these days. He was put on a leave of absence from Lex18's Hey Kentucky in July while he considered running for office, but announced last week he was writing a book, Mitch Please, How Mitch McConnell Sold Out Kentucky and America Too, to be released next year. On Friday, Jones tweeted that the TV station decided to drop him as the show's host, saying he disagreed strongly with the move late Sunday. Jones retweeted a post from The Intercept's Ryan Grimm with the site's article alleging that it was the campaign manager for Jones's potential rival for the Democratic nomination for Senate, Amy McGrath, who prevailed upon Lex18 to fire him from his TV show. Today, WLEX made the decision to end my time as host because of my decision to write Mitch. I strongly disagree with this decision, but it is what it is. I will continue to pursue my passions and beliefs regardless of the result, Matt Jones said. This is disappointing, but unfortunately not surprising. Actually, he's probably crapping his pants. He has no chance to beat Mitch McConnell. He has politicized his name and reputation, and good luck getting back into media sports with that history. What is wrong with these people, man? By the way, I just got a note from my publisher about my September magazine.
Yeah.
What should I write about?
Your last one is about the year the Earth stood still, right?
Yeah, I don't really...
How do you follow that up? Are there any stories you've told me? Have you ever written at least the front end of your story of getting into broadcasting? You know how you told me about how you went to the NBC... Was it the NBC headquarters? You met that weatherman in the elevator that you looked up to?
Oh, Harry Volkman.
Yeah, have you ever written about that? And
no.
You've always wanted to be a weatherman?
No. I haven't written that story, no.
Yeah, you could write that story and, you know, slide in your admiration for the adorable and sometimes incorrigible Rich Thomas.
I've already done that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he doesn't need praise again. love you, Rich.
Yeah, we do.
No, I just like it when you tell those early me wanting to get into broadcasting stories.
Well, it might be fun to let listeners make suggestions.
Yeah.
What should I write about? And
is there an old food?
If I pick your idea, I'll give you $10.
Hmm.
I'll give you a piece of the action.
It's a sizable bounty right there.
Oh, yeah. So, if you have a suggestion, what would make... I got about 900 to 1,000 words to work with. I'd like to at least keep it light.
Have you written anything? Oh, you want to be light. I was going to say anything about what's happened to your hometown?
Chicago.
You see Chicago in the news?
If, and this is still a big IF, if I go back there for my reunion, maybe.
Okay.
But that would be next year. I did write one about the last one and how I walked into the sign-up table and I saw a list of names there and I asked I didn't even recognize the girl behind the table. She was one of my classmates.
Oh, I remember that one. That was great.
So who's this group? Because I saw a lot of names in there, people I was eager to see. They're all dead. And here I am, carrying on. So, and it's funny, there's one guy who I see on Facebook quite a bit who's funny, Phil Schultz. And I don't remember him as much from high school as I do 7th grade because he taught me a lot of dirty words and what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
Words that we were using at that time, but we really didn't know what they meant. He did. Randall.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot. I just called Dan's show. But I do want to tell you. That's why I went calling about a while ago. But on your book, if you wrote 69, the year stood still through 2019, are we still standing still? I mean, you could go in all different directions with that. I mean, you know what I mean? You could go into the state house. You can go national. You could go whichever direction you want to go. I mean, are we still standing still? Because it feels like, you know what I mean? The music stopped. The good music. I mean, you know, in your opinion, the good music ain't here no more. You know what I mean? Pretty much, are we even moving anymore?
Randall, would I sound like an angry old fart if I did that?
Yeah, but would we love you if you didn't?
I don't feel very loved at all right now. So
I'm gonna tell you all. I wanted to call in a while ago, but dadgum, I was thinking I just called Dan's show. I'm not calling in, so I'm gonna get off here. I don't want to get, you know, man. I don't want to wear out around the voice. Love y'all.
Same here. This does look. I hear people. Sometimes I'll hear people that call us in the morning, call Barron, call Dan, call back in the afternoon. Once a show. But I will say this now. I don't have a lot of rules. I thought Barron did a very courageous thing when he put those rules out. We have a different kind of show here. But I applauded that. But I do have one rule. If you call and you start talking about something that has nothing to do with what we're doing on the air at that particular moment, because it happened the other morning, you're done.
Yeah.
That's it. And you can whine and complain to management and do all of that stuff. They'll have my back. If we're in the middle of random freaking facts, and somebody wants to call up and make a speech about the mayoral debate. No.
Right.
Please at least have a clue as to what we're doing. Like today you can call up and talk about anything because we're not really on a topic.
Today's a good soapbox day if you want to hop on one. But
you're welcome to do that. But if I know you weren't listening and you call, I will not. That's it. That's the Greg rule. Did you ever watch the movie The Cider House Rules? Very dark.
You know, I had an idea. I don't remember that movie, actually, but you bringing that up.
Yes.
The idea came to me. Mm. I know this is going to break some people's hearts, but the Frank Capra way of viewing the world, especially in Washington, D.C., yes. I think we can blame him for a lot of our problems.
Frank Capra?
Mr. Smith doesn't go to Washington and change the world. Give me a break.
No, Mr. Smith is actually Mr. Trump.
Yeah, but even Trump's running into all the
darts. The headwinds? Are you kidding?
It's ridiculous.
No, and the Republicans are almost against him breaking up the good old way of doing business as the Democrats are.
Yeah.
They're all nuts. Oh, here's a nice email from Karen. Good afternoon, Greg. There is a Warm Springs of Virginia in Bath County that Thomas Jefferson would go to for healing several weeks each year. They're now closed. They were in terrible disrepair. They were known as the Jefferson Pools.
Hmm.
I believe the Omni Resort there bought the property. Such an historic place that hopefully will be rebuilt. She and her husband went there a few years ago. That's cool. I had not heard that about Jefferson or that there was such a location in Virginia. And it makes me wonder why Roosevelt didn't... Thank you, 84. You heard the situation I was describing.